Like I'm ready, 'cause it's a beautiful night. We're looking for something dumb to do. Hey baby, I think I wanna marry you. Hello everybody, welcome to another episode of Love You More Podcast with Angelo and Valerie. This week, something I don't think we've ever hit really, and I don't know why, because it's really something we've dealt with for a long time, and it's parenting and how parenting really, it really can cause either some division in your marriage. It can bring you together. It's depending on how you handle it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And it's just about balancing. It's about finding the groove with each other and knowing where one is strong, where the other one lacks.
The strengths, weaknesses.
It's really a teamwork thing coming together.
Absolutely.
And so go ahead, Valerie. Go ahead and start this off.
Oh, well. Now, where do I begin? There's so many different aspects when it comes to parenting and marriage. It is a juggling act for sure, especially because it changes throughout just throughout the years, because as your child grows up, the dependency usually is not as great as it was when they were younger, where they constantly need you and they need you for everything. And I think that's where we were young parents. Like I said, we were high school sweethearts. And, you know, it was hard at times to try and find the us time when we had little ones. And, and I wouldn't say I put the kids before you, but I guess there are times I put the kids before you in an unknowing manner, because them being so little, they just, you know, that's what happens. Mm-hmm. They need mom, you know, for everything, to feed, to bathe, you know, you name it. Homework. I mean, I was, you know, that's what just what us moms do. We handle everything. And I guess, not knowingly, I used to just kind of do it all for the most part on my own. And then my husband, I would just usually come to him when I was just kind of like, okay, I'm stressed. I'm overwhelmed. Now it's time for you to jump in. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to tap you in because I need a break. So, but I realized that really worked against me, because as I got to be, I would say in my mid 30s, I was just feeling burnt out. Well, I'm not my mid 30s, more I would say my late 30s. Mm-hmm. And I was nearing 40. I was just like, I'm tired. I am just, I had to have we had a good heart to heart where I'm like, babe, you need to come in and start doing some of this tedious, boring stuff that I do all the time, because I'm just tired. Because it's not just, you know, as our other kids started to get older, you know, and just high school, graduating, you know, college, we also are special needs parents, and that's a whole different dynamic. And it just depends, because when you say special needs, there's all different variations to that. But with us, it's crazy because our daughter, my niece actually that I raised, and I've been raising her since she was two, she is autistic and globally delayed, but mentally, my dog's going crazy in the background. Sorry. She just, baby girl is always going to be baby girl. You know, she hasn't progressed beyond like a toddler age mentally and as far as comprehension and stuff. So, you know, I always have, and even though she's an adult, I always have a toddler, you know, who wants to cartoons and the latest stuff that's out. And it's crazy because, you know, I remember when my kids were that young, actually within that mentality, and I was around, you know, my girlfriends who had kids that age, and they're like, God, I'm so tired. And I can't wait till they're grown. But the reality is cherish it because it goes fast. And I loved it. But I've kind of been in that area for a long time. And I still love it, but I'm very tired. It's tiring.
Well, if you think about it, we've kind of been there for like the last 18 straight years.
Yeah.
And it's basically like having 18 kids, because, you know, you go through it each stage. And so, like, if you had 18 kids back to back to back, one of those, you know, those crazy families like you see on TV, and it was like you always have one that's a toddler. Well, we've had that for the last 18 years, and it hasn't really progressed. Mm-hmm. And so, like Valerie's saying, like, you talk about being tired, because when you, everybody knows when you have a little one, mm-hmm. it's a lot of work. Mm-hmm.
And when I say that, I mean, because when I mean she struggles with comprehension, I do everything as far as washing hair, mm-hmm. clothing, feeding her. I mean, she can feed herself, but I have to put the stuff, the food yeah. in front of her, or she'll just, no holds barred, that girl will eat until she's sick, because she loves to eat. But I mean, I have to monitor so much. I mean, if we're going places, I have to literally keep mm-hmm. her by me, because she's very unaware of things around yeah. her. You know, it's things that people don't even think about, that, you know, oh, we're just going to go and you have your kids. Oh, don't go, you know, if you're going to the toy department, mm-hmm. we'll meet here at this time. I can't tell her that. That's not going to happen. She literally has to be with me. I am literally, some days I'm so exhausted because I feel like I'm a secret service. I walk in a place, I survey it, I see what's safe, what is going to be an obstacle. I mean, I literally am like, okay, you know, what's a simple trip to the store, grocery store. I'm like, okay, I did it. We did it. Yeah. Yes. No complications.
And I think every special need parent understands that you're always on.
Yes.
There's no off time unless you're sleeping.
Yeah.
And then still there's still
and things. Still, because, I mean, we had an instance where she wandered out of the house. She had never did it, this is something that had never happened. Mm-hmm. And she's very – she when she sees things, she's very keen to remembering certain things. And, you know, we have a real – fancy door lock thing. We thought, oh, we got this down, you know. Nope, she's not mm-hmm. gonna mess with that. Well, she figured it out. And luckily, my mom's senses kicked in. I'm like, okay, I always check on everybody when I get up at night. And I was like, where's baby girl? Did she go, you know, to the kitchen? Is she snacking? I mean, I was just like, oh, when I couldn't find her, I was freaking out. Got the whole house up. She had ventured out. She had walked along to a major
highway.
I mean, it's just, even talking about it and thinking about it, I literally am starting to sweat because I was so beside myself. I was just panicky. I mean, we didn't find her until the next day, late into the afternoon. And when you get to that point of not knowing where your child is, you assume the worst. Mm-hmm. And I was just, let's just say that instant, that moment of everything going on, that I swear, I think I've lost years off my life, because I was beside myself. I was breaking down, crying in the bathroom as people were coming through my home, dealing with, you know, the policemen, helicopters. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, my whole neighborhood, it was on Facebook. We were looking for baby girl. And for her, when we got her, she's just, mommy, mm-hmm. you know. It was just, she explored.
And
she
at this
went
point,
venturing.
She was 16.
Yes. So
you're still dealing with a kid who really doesn't, she knows her name. Kind of knows our name, doesn't really know some of the numbers, the phone numbers,
doesn't really know her
address. And
yeah, let's just say she'll mix
her grade with her age.
Grade with her age. And, you know, when you try to ask her for information, it's just going to be just all mixed together and it won't make a lot of sense. And so with that being said, I mean, it just... That's just one thing.
Yeah,
there's been so many things.
And so when you're, and that's just.
That we've experienced and that we've had to deal with, you know, these special needs circumstances that I call them. But, you know, it's very hard on us as a family.
Yeah.
And it's not just us as a couple, husband and wife, it's the whole family. I mean, our boys, you know. Everybody, we were beside ourselves, you know. Mm-hmm. We had everyone we knew just out there searching. We had a full-fledged search party. And, you know, when it was all said and done, we all came together. And when we were at the hospital, because, of course, we had her examined after everything happened. Because, I mean, I can't give all the details, but it was just, and maybe I will, but it was...
It was scarring.
It was very scarring. There
emotional.
You go. It was.
Like, and what I wanted to say with that was that kind of always being on and always always mentally being having to be on and focused, it can cause a strain on the marriage. And anybody with
anybody with little kids
knows that. Anybody with special needs definitely knows that.
Yeah.
And what it is we have a very traditional marriage. Valerie stays home, I work, and
since we got Hannah, yeah, we realized that's the best.
And
option
I would allow, like,
sure.
And I would just kind of continue that when I get home, but not really taking into consideration that she hadn't had any time off throughout the day. She had been working the whole day too, in a different way. And so me thinking, oh, I'm going to come home and just relax and let her deal. And that's not really the mentality, but that's kind of the routine that I got into. It wasn't something that I did like knowingly. Like, oh, I'm good. She's good.
Well, let's a day in the life, and this is how mainly it was. You know, now kids are grown, but as they were growing up, okay, like two teenagers, one in elementary and one at home, and you know, Hannah's the youngest, and she was very, you know, I had a lot. I mean, she wasn't potty trained till she was about 7. So that was a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And when we were here, that was tough. You know, when you have a older child and you're like, well, you know, I got to make sure. And you can't conceal adult diapers. You know, it's just, I had to carry a backpack. I had to, there's so many things. I had to have my Hannah bag ready all the time for everything, because she would have meltdowns if, you know, she was just very emotional, and it just came with the territory. And then I had, you know, my teenagers, and just teenagers alone. That's just, you know.
Every parent out there knows exactly.
Boys, it just different aspects of that. High school, and it just goes on and on. And my daughter, she is resilient. She's the oldest, and she's definitely the one, she, like I said, she is amazing. She is just strong and will push through everything. But she definitely helped with some grain of the hair, because mm-hmm. she's more of my stubborn one. But with that, she definitely learns. But I always know that she's going to be the one, because she's so curious about everything. I'm like, oh, baby, don't be that curious, you know. Know better, move on. And then my other son's very sensitive, so I would always have to just watch him and be, I felt like such a protector of him, because, you know, he would have, just go through periods of anxiety and depression, like most teenagers, but he would just have these bouts where it would just get real bad, and of course, it would be hard. You don't want to see your kids hurting, so that was tough. And then, you know, my little one, he was just a mama's boy, mm-hmm. you know, everything, mama, 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 a question here, there. I mean, so like my husband said, he'd get home, I'm going to relax. And I'm just like, oh, I'm just literally like, I want to relax too. Mm-hmm. I'm so tired. But that's when, you know, it's dinner, homework, this, and it's just like, you know, you're juggling 24/7, mm-hmm. you know, until all the mamas out there juggling a lot of kids. Kudos to you. It's a work. People don't realize that it is work. You are manning, you know, ship all the time. And then when so many different things are thrown into it. And mind you, I was out here with no family. I didn't have a mama I could run to and be like, Mom, I'm tired. Help me, you know. I'm going to tag you in. I need a break. And I used to do that back home when we lived in California. You know, get that babysitting time in just so I can decompress. But it's hard being out here with nobody to help you. And that's a different dynamic too, because like we were saying, parenting, there's usually outside people, you know, the in-laws or the parents who help. Mm-hmm. But when you really are just leaning on each other, yeah. That's where being out here, when we moved out here to Texas from California with, you know, our kids being so just different ages. And like we said, teenagers, elementary school, and just toddler, it was quite the balancing act. And we really had to learn how to lean on each other and have so much patience, especially being special need parents, mm-hmm. to a different degree, because there were days it was tough. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were just like, it wasn't about us sometimes.
Yeah, and everything, I think every parent knows too, like when it's tough like that, mm-hmm. and you're like at your wit's end, or you're just emotionally exhausted, mm-hmm. we'll take it out on each other.
Yep. And I was getting ready to say that, but I knew you were going there. So yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and so that's what we're talking about, how it can cause strain if you're not balancing it right or not watching it right or trying to pick up the slack sometimes when you know the other one is struggling. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's usually the guy coming in, the father coming in to help the mom usually. But yeah, that you have to be, you got to be a team, and you got to go in there and pick up the slack and recognize those things and notice them.
Yeah, but look for those things where instead of just kind of being in your own world of, okay, I did my part and this is your job, you do that. There shouldn't necessarily just, I mean, when my husband says, yeah, we're kind of traditional, I do a lot of the traditional stuff, mm-hmm. and that's fine because my mom was like that. So I kind of just, to me, that was a norm. But at the same time, with everything and being out here with, you know, just no family, I'm like, okay, buddy, mm-hmm. I need you to help me. Mm-hmm. I'm tired. You're all I have, you know? So, and the thing I learned is communication is key.
Yeah.
And we weren't very good at that. I mean, we were always, we could talk, but when it came to the harsh reality topics and the hard stuff, we were kind of skittish a little, like, oh, because we know we have so much to say. And some days I'm just like, look, this is the situation. Please help. And he's the fixer. And I think all men are. But I'm like, there's some things we can't fix right now, but we can definitely work on it together. So please jump on board and let's just work on this. And he's just, no, you know, this is it. I'm like, you don't think I've tried this stuff, you know? And I would just be patient. I'd hear him out, but I'm like, trust me, just trust me. And sometimes you just need to do that. Trust your partner when they're talking to you and just coming to you, especially this for you men. When women are coming to you, sometimes we just need you to listen. Mm-hmm. We just need comfort. We don't need you to solve our problems. We don't need you to know even what we're talking about. Just care. Just love us. That's not that hard. Or is it? I don't know. I mean, but literally, we just want to vent.
Yeah. And it's not the easiest for me. I was going to say to the men, it was just kind of being funny. It was like, shut up and listen. Don't say anything back. Listen and just, you know, like you say, like Valerie said, care. Understand.
Be understanding.
Be understanding and empathetic. Maybe, you know, just to... Because you would want that, just like we said, we're traditional. This not something that we had planned going into. It's just kind of what we fell
because
into.
When we first got together, it was the opposite. I mean, we worked. I mean, he was in school. I was working two jobs. We were juggling, you know, we were young parents, but we also had our families helping us. But then when a transfer came in and we had to juggle everything on our own, boy, woo. Mm-hmm. You know, reality sometimes isn't always fun, and reality kind of bit for a little bit in those years because it was tough. And that's where it's like, okay, you know, and I would tell him, I compromised. We're out here. It's not easy for me. You need to come in and you know, help me. And it was hard because I don't always like asking for help because sometimes, you know, moms feel like we can do it all, but we can't. We can pretend we can, and we can do a lot, but we get tired, and we do need help.
Yeah, and then one thing I was going to say was being understanding to her and what she's dealing with. It's like you would want her to be the same way when you have a crappy day at work.
Absolutely.
You know, like, hey, so I need to just sit down and unwind for a second. Well, guess what? It works the same way. For her, if she's staying at home and she's with the kids, trust me, she's had some crappy days, probably more than you. And you need to recognize that and say, you know what? Put your feet up. Here's the remote. Let me get you something to drink. I got the kids. Let me make dinner. Let me put them in the bath. Whatever you have to do, wherever you're at in your parenting stages, just recognize that and help out. Just like a team, pick up the slack, fill the voids, and work together. I mean, because if you don't, when it comes to parenting, it can really put some wedges in between your relationship.
Yeah.
And if you're open.
It could be a make or break because you kind of see who you're with, their character, and what they're about, you know. And it's like, come on. You know, what sometimes before kids, it's a lot easier. But when, you know, it's a different dynamic with children and parenting and everything. Mm-hmm. But with that, like I said, what I learned in all of it, keep the lines of communication open. Always, and it's not always easy, because I know for me, I didn't want to come across as complainy mm-hmm. and gripey. But, you know, I told him anyway. But my thing and what I've learned is I didn't say it enough. I thought, I'm just going to handle it. And that just made me a bit resentful sometimes towards him. But that was my fault, because I just assume he should see what's, you know, mm-hmm. what's on my plate, what's going on. But, you know, being the man that he is, he would just be like, oh, Astros game's on. Oh, you know, just totally oblivious to everything. Oh, you got it. All right. You know, I'm going to go do whatever I do. And I would just be like, oh, eye roll. But, you know, and just do, you know, keep rolling and trucking through. But then you get to a point when you keep doing, you know how they say you keep throwing everything over your shoulder. All of a sudden you feel the weight, you know, just weighing you down. Well, it does. It happens. Or you can't keep, you know, just tossing everything that is just weighs heavy on you. It's just going to come down. And that's what happened. And I was just like, I just, come on, you know, and it wasn't good. I don't know when it was, when it happened, but I was just like, I just can't do this anymore. I told him I feel like a single parent. Mm-hmm. And it's just got to the point where I almost could be a single parent. And I'm like, because I'm just juggling and doing a lot on my own. And it just made me sad. And I'm just like, when did it end up like this? So, and that's when I was like, okay, you know how they say, you know, you keep doing the same thing, it's just insanity. So I was just like, I have to switch it up and do something different. So I was like, okay, I'm going to let him know. And at least I know I did my part, and I was just vocal, and I put it out there. Mm-hmm. And, well, hopefully, you know, he cares. Or they, most men are going to be like that. But my husband at a certain time was a different dynamic. He wasn't the easiest to approach with things. And I guess that's where early on in our relationship, I just felt like I had to tackle a lot of my things, or the things going on in our lives on my own, because it was just always like, it was, you know, when I think about it, he's not like that anymore. He is wonderful. He'd do anything for me. He'd help me. He could be exhausted. He'd be like, babe, here. I mean, and this is a testament to how good God is.
I think it's just you learn over time, and now it's almost like she was saying, like when I'm having a bad, when she's having, or I've had a long day and I'm like hurting or whatever, I'm still going to try to pick up the slack. I'm still going to do, even when she sees that I don't need to do it for her, I'm still want to do it for her. And I think that's what she's talking about right now. And got her emotional, because, you know, she had prayed for it for so long, and then it's kind of how it is now. And it's not an effort that I'm even doing. It's just natural. It's just what I want to do. And, you know.
Yeah, he's great. And like you said, I do. I get emotional about stuff because, you know, there's a point where I didn't think we would make it. It was, like you said, this was such a juggling act, and I did so much of it. And I'm not saying that to put him down. It's just...
No, but that's what the show's about, is being honest.
Yeah, it is. And it was just very tiring. And it just... but I... and I'm not saying that because I thought he was a bad person. You get to a point where it's like, ugh, I just wasn't happy in those moments, because there wasn't that balance that we needed to make things work. But, you know, I prayed, and I was just, I had, of course, in all those moments, and I had to lean on God, and I prayed a lot, and I'm just like, God, you know, I need you, you know, to make me the mom that my kids need. I need you to make me the wife that my husband needs. I need you to work in him so we can work together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because we've had our share of brokenness. We've had our share of just ups, downs, you name it, and it just... you get to an age where you're just so tired of that, you know, and you just are like, okay, I'm done. I don't want that same old how we dealt with things in the past. You know, I want a different, you just grow up, mm-hmm. and that's what you want. You want the grown-up stuff. And, you know, all I say is God is good. He stepped in and, you know, my husband goes above and beyond. He is an amazing man. And when we say, it's just literally the past is the past. And he is so wonderful. He never, you know, holds the past against me, and I always tell him, you are not that person anymore. You are amazing. You're wonderful. I mean, I just have to constantly remind him of who he is.
We both do that.
You know, but we do, you know, try to be as honest and raw with, you know, because we've been together so long. And, you know, who we are now, we weren't those people back then. You know, I wish we were, but, you know, we were kids when we met. And so with that, you know, kids with kids and just trying to do the best we can. So, and, you know, we just, sometimes we did all right. Sometimes it wasn't that great, but you live and you learn. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely what we're still doing. I mean, we're not experts, but we've definitely, you know, we try. Like, anybody who cares and just wants to do it and have the best marriage. And, you know, as long as you have two people who aren't willing to give up on each other, I think it's going to be okay.
Yeah. So, we may not be experts, but we have a lot of experience like that.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, that and then some. I mean, you know, we can go on and on. But like I said, if we were to put in so much filler, the show would have to be a 2-hour show, and there's no way a 2-hour podcast would even be sensible unless you're Joe Rogan, you know. So, but anyway, with that being said, you know, parenting, you know, it can be done, but keep the lines of communication open. Don't be me. Don't decide to communicate until you pretty much turn into,
and when you're at your wit's end.
Yeah, exactly. You've turned into some crazy mom monster and you can't handle it anymore. So, but, you know, I'm grateful. And, you know, keep leaning on God, because I'm telling you, you put everything in his hands, he's just going to come through for you. And he has, and he does. And I'm so grateful, and I'm so blessed. And just hang in there, moms. Hang in there, dads. It's not easy sometimes, but it, you know what? It's a blessing. It is a big family and the kids. And, yeah, it's not always easy, but, you know, when you get to a point where the kids are all grown and you look back and I think of the minivan full of kids, the road trips back home to go see grandma and grandpa, and we'd have to make a stop because, you know, all many stops because, oh, someone has to go to the bathroom, somebody's hungry, or, oh, who's feeling car sick? And, you know, and now when it's just us, I'm like, God, I miss the, you know, the mommy mobile with all the kids. And I just, that's the sweet stuff. That's the good stuff, you know? But that's just me. Yeah. So.
It is the good stuff, though.
That is. That's the best. But communicate. Don't just let it fester. And, you know, and everything will be okay.
Have patience and work as a team.
Teamwork makes the dream work. That's Come it. On, people. But anyway, thank you for listening. And, you know what? Hang in there, you know, especially in these times. It's kind of crazy right now. But you know what? Just be strong and just, you know, come together as a family. You know, God, just take care of all these sweet kids. And, you know, school starts tomorrow for the kiddos. So, you know, take care of the parents, the teachers, the kids, and just everybody. It's just, you know, it's a new way right now. And it's kind of, we're all iffy, but you know what? We can, if we all work together, we can get through this, and we will. So, you know what? You know what? God's got us. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
All right. You can follow the show on Twitter at Love You More Pod. And I just thank you for everybody for listening. We've been actually pretty consistent, so that's pretty good. If you guys can, anybody, rate and review the show on Apple, or retweet the show if you follow us on Twitter. just helps the show become more noticeable. So we'd appreciate that. And until next week, I love you.
And I love you more.
Bye, guys.